In summary, it looks as though under the Supreme Court precedents, a school can censor speech that it sponsors under the Hazelwood case, unless it explicitly says, this is a public forum, we're not going to censor it. A school can censor speech that is lewd or raunchy at a school assembly under Bethel, maybe not at an assembly, maybe big crowd, maybe small crowd. We don't really know the parameters there. A school can censor speech that promotes illegal drug use in Morris unless there's some political or social debate there. It seems to be all right in a classroom debate to say drugs should be legalized, but not Long Hits for Jesus. And finally, under Tinker, the original case, the first of the cases, a school can censor speech that it reasonably forecasts will either cause a substantial disruption or will invade the rights of others. Unless speech falls in one of those four categories, the school has to permit it, we think. The courts keep discovering new exceptions to the First Amendment, most recently Morse v. Frederick, the promotion of illegal drugs. It is possible the Supreme Court, confronted with another case, will find yet another exception to First Amendment rights for school kids. But at the moment, this is where things stand.